Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Saturday night, the NASCAR Cup Series moves to FS1, where we could see our 8th different winner of the season. Catch all the short track action with the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 from Martinsville Saturday at 7 Eastern on FS1 and anywhere on the Fox Sports app. So people just can't get enough of Shannon's guy, Luka Doncic. The 22-year-old Mavs star took the top spot on a recent ranking of the top NBA players under 25 list, edging out Pelicans big man Zion Williamson, who came in second. As we heard earlier in the show, Shannon agrees with those rankings, as we expected. Well, Skip said he thinks Zion should be number one. Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard joins us now. Chris, this is where you come in. Whose side are you on here, Skip's or Shannon's?
Look, I don't know if this is a racial thing or what, but I'm with Luka. All right, this is Luka. And Skip, it really ain't even that close. I like Zion. I have no problem with him being number two, but this is not even close. And there are many reasons. One of them, though, it's simple math. Three is worth more than two. In today's NBA, it's all about the three ball. The three-pointer is more important than the dunk or the layup. One guy, Luka, excels with the three and other things, and one guy, Zion, excels with the dunk and the layup. It's as simple as that. So Luka has become a very good three-point shooter. Over the last 2.5 months, he's shooting 42% from three. This season, he's almost at 38%, and that's on 8 attempts a game. All right, so now you combine his three-point shooting with his playmaking skills, his ball handling, his finishing ability, his mid-range, his driving ability. He can do it all offensively. The only thing he's not great at is free throw shooting, but he's adequate, 74%. And that's better than Zion, who's at 69%. So you've got that. And then, look, I've told you this, Skip. You don't want to agree. He is the new age version of Larry Bird. Now, people might say, well, Bird won. Has Luka proved he can win? Let's give it time. That remains to be seen. But what Luka's already proven is that he can improve a team dramatically. Huh. In his second year in the league, 20 years old, he lifts Dallas to the 7th seed in the Western Conference. LeBron James didn't even get Cleveland to the playoffs in his second year in the East. All right, so and now Luka, since he started hitting the three ball, they are 20-8 over the last 2 months. That would be one of the best records in the league. Shannon and I were just talking. He's actually got a shot, if they keep winning and rising in the ranks, maybe of being MVP. Look, I don't want to
look at me.
I like him a lot. I like him a lot.
I'm listening to Chris.
But Luka is a better shooter. He's a better rebounder. He's a better passer. He's more durable. And he's already proven that he makes his teammates better, which Zion has yet to prove.
Hey, Chris, you do realize that at age of 22, Larry Bird was not in the NBA. We know that, right?
There you go.
That's it.
No.
Luka's way better than Larry Bird. He wasn't even in the league.
There you go with your foolishness, Skip. You know that man with the Indiana transfer had to sit out a year, so he had to stay. He stayed all those years.
He couldn't take Bobby Knight.
I don't blame him. Exactly. Chris, I'm with you. And I tried to explain this to Skip. I mean, he does everything better than Luka. He scores 29. He rebounds better. Let that sink in. Zion is always by the basket. He getting 7 rebounds a game. Luka's averaging 8. Luka averaged 9 rebounds last year a game. Luka right now is 29-9-9. 29-8-8, excuse me. That's almost a triple-double. Mm. He's 22. 22. Your guy got another all-star on his team. Where is he going? Luka took his team to the playoffs in his second year. Mm. Now, Zion need to get his team into the playoffs in his second year, right? Mm. That's what he need to do. He ain't going to do that. Mm. Skip, look, I like Zion. He's exciting, the dunks, the layups. But he can't do what Luka does. Luka runs the team. Zion, yeah, they put the ball in Zion's hand, and for more, he's handling the ball more. His assist total is not that high. I mean, so look at Luka. Hit the three, get into the lane, assist the ball, rebound the ball. So he does everything better than Zion self block shots, but you want Zion over here. Don't do that, Skip.
Mm. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, back to my friend Chris Broussard, who began by saying maybe this is a racial thing. Well, Chris, I don't know if you noticed, we've known each other a long time, but I'm actually white, and Zion's black, so I...
No, he's talking about I had to take the white guy, you had to take the black.
So we're doing reverse race? Okay, I got it. Fortunately, I don't think that way, and fortunately, you guys are both wrong, very wrong about this, because if I'm going on potential, I'm taking a force unlike anything I've seen in this league since Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. As Rick Carlisle said a couple of weeks back, we've never seen anything like this before. Zion is making 63% of his shots. That is running away with the percentage of field goal making in the NBA. Zion has already skyrocketed to fourth in PER. It's the stat, the most defining stat in basketball. PER, he's fourth. Luka is eighth. Not bad, but not fourth. And before I leave behind the Larry Bird analogy, I'm sorry. Larry Bird was as clutch a shooter as we have ever seen. And just for the record, Luka on go-ahead or tying field goal attempts in the last minute of regulation or overtime is now 2 out of 15. 2 out of 15 in his brief NBA career. Yeah. So he's been a disaster of a clutch shooter. And as a free throw shooter, he makes 73% of his free throws. Larry Bird was a 90% free throw shooter.
Skip.
His 73 ranks 89th of 111 qualified.
You see what he did?
That's almost as bad as LeBron.
The guy took a lot of these shots. He didn't even have a driver's license. The man didn't even have a driver's license. He's taking game-winning shots, game-ending shots, and you criticizing him for
it. So the truth is, he's been on a little bit of a hot streak lately from three, but he shot in his rookie year 33% from three. Next year, which was last year, 32%. And this year, he was in the low 30s until he got hot here of late, and he has catapulted up to almost 38%. Well, Zion doesn't take very many threes, but he's at 38%. He made one last night. If we could just see that quickly. This is as natural, easy a stroke of a three-point shot as you will ever see. And I don't know why he doesn't take five a game.
Everybody in
Maybe
the lane.
Next year he'll take three, and the next year he'll take four. He can be a lethal three-point shooter, and he is clutch. We saw him clutch at Duke. I watch the Pelicans every night. And trust me, late and close, I want the ball in Zion's hand. And unfortunately, it's in B.I.'s hand. Sometimes it's in Lonzo's hand. Not often enough is it in Lonzo's hand. He is 20 years of age. He has played a grand total of 69 NBA games. Luka has played 183 NBA games after playing 4 years of professional basketball in Europe.
That's how good we were.
Hey, Zion is just skyrocketing up the charts. And if you go from age 20, give me when he's 22 or 23, I want Zion. I can win championships with Zion.
Excuse me. First of all, you got to get to the playoffs with Zion.
Okay. Well, I don't love the coach that was chosen for this year's Pelicans.
Who do you want to coach him?
Rick Carlisle. I'll take Rick Carlisle. Okay. Well, that's who you got. And he's one of the best.
He's already had two coaches.
Two.
Yeah.
He's had two coaches, and they haven't won. And you love his point guard, Skip. I love Lonzo.
I love the talent on that team. I scratch my head every night saying, what happened? I know what happened last night. Atlanta made 11 of 11 threes in the third quarter. Well, it's hard to beat that because that's the record for threes made without a miss in a quarter in the NBA history. Okay.
Well, what about your guy playing defense?
Okay.
They're the bottom in defense.
I'm glad you brought that up because your guy plays less defense than my guy does.
No.
Luka never even thought about playing defense.
It's close.
Oh, I don't know.
It's real close.
Close?
Skip, really? Your guy gets seven rebounds a game.
Okay, and you know, you've been all over Zion right. about you got to get in shape. You got to quit eating that New Orleans cuisine.
Yeah.
Zion's body looks pretty good to me right now. And by the way, Luka showed up for his third year in the NBA in pathetic shape, which is why they got off to a horrendous start.
Well, he right.
Yeah.
But he got
so
it
that's
right.
your guy?
He right. Yeah, he right well, now.
He knows how to eat.
Rick Carlisle yeah. told him. Yeah. You know, he went home over the holiday, you know, yeah. after the break, and, yeah. you know, he ate a little bit too much. Look, yeah. yeah.
I'm Zion all day on this. Skip, you can have the unclutched Luka.
Zion isn't even taking 1-3 a game. All right, that 38% means nothing for him.
That's right.
That's wrong.
It's a small sample size. Luka's shooting 8 a game and he's hitting 38%. Zion's shooting a half of 1 a game.
Well,
and did you see that shot?
If I were coaching, he'd try 4 a game because he can make those shots.
Yeah, Skip, the man. Skip, nobody, everybody was in the lane.
Look at this, Skip. I mean, I could have hit that shot.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, come on. Here's the other thing, Skip. You know the list was a projection, right? Like
yeah.
where these guys will be in the future.
That's my
and
point.
We hope this is not the case, but we do have to factor it into the equation. Health. You know, is Zion, we've seen Larry Johnson was a Zion before Zion. Eventually that back went out. And I hope this doesn't happen with Zion. He's been great this year as far as health. But are you definitely, you know, ready to say he's going to be, you know, play the next 12 years virtually injury free? If he loses his athleticism for whatever reason, age, attrition,
injury.
And injury, he's done. I mean, what's he going to do?
And look at
get
Chris,
out there and shoot three.
Chris, I give
Luka's
you another.
This game will age really well.
Yes. I give you another one, Chris. Brandon Roy. You remember Brandon Roy?
Not the same.
He was
the same body.
No, I'm saying, but he was special in injury.
How about Derrick Rose?
How about Derrick Rose? That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's a similar.
Hey, I got a problem with Devin Booker.
Derrick Rose is similar with the torque.
Exactly. And look at Devin Booker. They got Devin Booker down here at 8. Really? Really, Devin Booker?
Yeah, the list was bad. Look, I would have had Booker at 6. De'Aaron Fox, I thought, was too high. And I would have had Trae Young and Ja Morant in my top 10.
Yeah, Ice
Trae.
Totally Ice Trae.
Both of those guys.
Yeah, you overlook. Skip been overlooking Ice Trae since he was at Oklahoma.
Because I watched every game that he played. Mice Trae. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's finally becoming a basketball player who's part of the team
Atlanta.
Instead of the whole show.
Yeah, he the show.
Yeah.
He the show.
Not the show.
And State Farm, when you go to State Farm.
Yeah, all of his numbers are completely down, and one number is up. Wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got more help. I mean, he got bogged down. He got Gallinari
Chris,
playing well. John Collins.
We appreciate you joining the show. We needed you to weigh in on this one.
We kind of appreciate it.
We needed you. Thanks for your time. We'll check in with you soon.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right, VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Pro Football Focus released their grades for the best position groups in the NFL, and the defending Super Bowl champion Bucs came out on top in two categories. First, their defensive front seven was lauded for having a now healthy Vita Vea to go with Shaq Barrett, Lamonte David, and Ndamukong Suh. And then their pass catchers were held in high regard, even if Antonio Brown walks, in part because they'll get tight end O.J. Howard back in the mix. So, Shannon, does this in any way diminish Brady's achievements last year?
This is Buccaneers. The Buccaneers. The team that have the worst winning percentage in North American sports history. The Buccaneers.
They did when he came. When he arrived, that's what they were.
So they had no talent. So what is this? So what is this front seven? Mm. So how many of them played was a part of that history? Whoa, wait a minute, Skip Bayless. Now, Pro Football Focus says he has the best front seven in football. He has a top three pass catchers, even if A.B. walks. Tom Brady went there. Mm. See, what Tom Brady tried to do, it had you fooled. Like when Phil Jackson went to the Lakers. Tom Brady, he's your old man, your old Phil. No, you joined, you got Shaq and Kobe.
Oh, so the Buccaneers or Succaneers are the equivalent of Shaq and Kobe.
What was Shaq and Kobe? How many championships had they won before Phil got there?
Okay, but that's what I'm asking you that question. They're the equivalent.
The talent was there. The only reason Phil Jackson went there because there was talent. Name the time Phil Jackson. He's had other opportunities to coach. He won't coach him unless he got two top 50 players. That's the only way he coaches. I'm not saying Tom Brady. I mean, Gronk was coming. But, Skip, all I'm saying is Tom Brady has got the credit for doing the most. Nobody does more with less. Now he has more. Mm. He has more, not less. He has more. No, this doesn't diminish what he's done. Not for me. That's why people are upset with Jameis, because Jameis had that same talent, and he threw 30 picks along with another five or six fumbles. Mm. So, no, that's the problem that I have with Jameis. He had that talent. Tom Brady, the only thing Tom Brady did was not turn the football over, Skip. That was it. Jameis would have thrown for 40-plus touchdowns. If he cuts that in half, Jameis might have 45, 50 touchdowns.
So Tom just dinked and dunked and handed off. Is that what you said?
Skip, that's not what I said, Skip. All I'm saying is that Tom Brady, his offensive line, is rated very high.
His
pass catchers are rated very high. His defensive front seven is the best in football, they say. That's all I'm saying. The level of talent that Tom Brady inherited was there. Tom Brady had success. He won. But don't try to make it seem like he had nothing. Mm. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
So day after day on this show, I sit over here listening to you tell me that Pro Football Focus has no idea what it's talking about. So suddenly they do have an idea?
That's what I'm scared. All I'm saying is that you said he has no talent.
He had no talent.
No, you told me they're sucking ears. So sucking ears mean you ain't got nothing.
Well, I mean, he joined a franchise that was known for losing with a losing mentality in the locker room.
Skip, they got Hall of Fame players.
We're going back to Derek Brooks.
Yeah. Brooks. Yeah. Leroy Selman.
Okay, but since that, what was that, 2002? Mm-hmm. That was a long time.
Yes.
That's like 18 years of sucking ears.
Yeah.
Right?
But all up, Skip, but do they have talent on this roster? How many teams would you say, man for man, has more talent than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yet, when Tom Brady chose to go to Tampa, I don't remember Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp saying, oh, he just picked a team that is loaded.
I said that. I said that's a talented team. You look at Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, two guys that have come up the Pro Bowl.
I don't remember defensively you said it's just loaded.
No. Skip, they underachieved last year. But Jameis put him in harm's way. Skip, you can't defend that much with 30 picks? Now, just think about it now. Probably about three or four of them was pick sixes. So now you don't have to defend that. You're seeing a PAT block. But the other 26, you got to defend short fields.
Okay. I told you the first time we talked about Tom goes to Tampa, I said, do not underestimate Todd Bowles' defense, because down the stretch of that 7-9 year, the last five games, they came alive.
Right.
And they were a top five defense for five straight games.
Right.
A small sample size, but I said, they can play.
Yeah.
And yet there were times last year when I sat right here in this seat and I said, I don't know if they're good enough defensively to get the offense to the championship? Well, I just don't know.
And some of that, Skip, is because when Brady turned the ball over. If you look at it, with the exception of Green Bay, he played an error-free playoffs. He didn't turn it over against Washington. He didn't turn it over against the Saints. I don't think he turned it over against the Saints. I know he had three and like back-to-back possessions. But the defense rose and kept him out of the end zone. And then you saw what the defense did in the Super Bowl.
Okay, but just for the record, I would come in here after the game is week two against Teddy Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. They gave up 427 yards, and it took Brady throwing them out of the hole to win that game.
Oh, you remember the Chargers? Okay. Remember Justin Herbert skipped through for like 350?
In the first half, I thought they were cooked.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady brought them back in the second half, albeit against a Chargers defense that wasn't very good.
But the defense right before the half, Skip, remember they ran the ball, and the defense made a big play.
Okay. Then we go to week nine against the Saints on that Sunday night. Was that not a disaster?
Right.
That was 420 yards they allowed. And then we followed up week 11. Remember what Jared Goff did to him? Mm-hmm. Was that a Monday
376.
Night?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was 413 total yards.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Chiefs game. Again, they roared back in the game, but the Chiefs wound up with 543 total yards. And I'm still saying, are they good enough? Which led me to that. Remember, they had to play Atlanta two of the last three games. The game at Atlanta, they're down 17-0 at half, and Matt Ryan is just throwing a party on that defense, and they are getting no pressure at all on Matt Ryan. And I'm saying, I tweeted at that point at halftime, I don't know if this defense is good enough to get them home.
Right.
Because I thought they had a chance to make a run in the playoffs, but you can't do it that way. And Brady throws for 300 in the second half, and they roar back to win because Atlanta had the worst pass defense in pro football. So I give you that. But he kept saving them at times, and sometimes he played poorly by his standards.
And they saved him.
Okay, I got it. But remember, he did lead the whole league in air distance, so he is airing it out. He's throwing bombs after bombs after bombs, and he wasn't turning the ball over because he doesn't turn the ball over.
But that was the difference.
That's what he does.
That was the difference. In the process of Jameis Winston's, he was throwing bombs, but they were getting picked off.
I got it.
Tom Brady's bombs were hitting the ground, was incomplete, or on occasion, Chris Godwin would catch a few of those passes.
Okay.
Scotty Miller would catch a few of those passes.
But am I hearing that you think that Brady's performance last year was flukish or an aberration?
No. Skip, what I'm saying is the days of Brady doing more with less, he has to have more. He wasn't taking New England's roster to a Super Bowl.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. The roster that they got in Tampa is much better than what he had in New England. I think he realized I still believe he would have stayed. Obviously, he would have stayed, Skip, if they gave him extension.
Agreed.
But when you survey it, hold up, I'm free. You mean to tell me Tampa? Hey, Tampa, y'all want your boy? Y'all got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brake?
NFL world was shocked by that choice, right? Because they didn't see that coming.
Skip. But Tom Brady is looking at it like Tom Brady knows talent.
Okay, he is a film studier.
he knows talent.
He knows. And he's saying, I'll take that.
Same.
He was surrounded by the most talent he has ever been surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
But it took about two-thirds of the year for it to finally coalesce, together and exploded.
I believe,
right?
Player for player, when you look at what Peyton Manning did,
yep. Skip,
now, Reggie Wayne and Harris and Dallas Clark and Edgerrin, they might, you know, you might say, okay. But when you look at the totality of the defense of a team, Peyton has never had it. When you put Von Miller, you put D. Ware, and you put Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr. and all those guys with that offense.
Okay.
And that's what Peyton, that's what Tom did. Tom like, I ain't never had this. Now, I might have had a player here there that's better than what I got in Tampa.
Huh.
But collectively, no chance.
And O.J. Howard is coming back.
Yes. Now, we're going to see how he comes back after the Achilles, but...
Yeah,
hey,
still.
But he is.
I love him.
No mercy.
The Clippers blew out the Blazers 133-116 last night, and we got our first look at DeMarcus Cousins after signing a 10-day contract with L.A. Veteran big man finished with 7 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists in limited minutes, and Paul George was quick to heap praise on Cousins' performance, saying, quote, he's still one of the most skilled bigs in the league. He can finish, he rebounds. I thought you saw a little bit of everything from him tonight, and he showed he's still got a lot left to give. Meanwhile, George scored 22 in the first quarter, and the team also got contributions from the return of Patrick Beverley and the recently acquired Rajon Rondo as well. So, Shannon,
Shannon, listen up. How much more did the Clippers scare you now than they did last year?
So I'm supposed to be afraid? Hold on. Now, this is what Skip Bayless. Now, you know, I'm not the basketball aficionado that Skip Bayless says. He's been covering this game and been all around the world writing about it. He told me, like, meaningless games on a Tuesday in April or March or January, February, December, they don't mean nothing. That's what you tell me all the time. Oh, you talking about a meaningless game on a Tuesday? Huh. It means nothing. That's what you told me.
Wait. Is it my turn?
No. Okay. So that's what you told me. So now all of a sudden, now all I can remember, I just keep playing this over and over in my head. I just see Paul George shooting a three and hitting the side of a backboard. That's all I see. Mm. I wake up like, oh, did that really happen? And it happened.
Wait, you mean the same Paul George who scored 22 in the first quarter last night?
Hold on.
How many humans can do that?
Let me ask you a question. So does he call himself regular season P or playoff P?
We saw playoff P last night.
No, we didn't. No. Yeah. The last time we were in the playoffs, we saw P-E-E.
Okay, I'll give you that, but there was no Rajon Rondo, who is slowly but surely taking over my Clippers, just what Dr. Freud or Dr. Phil or Dr. Dre ordered for my Clippers. You know it, and I know it. So yesterday I read Lakers ad Ben McLemore.
Oh, yeah, Ben. What would we do with Ben? What would we do with Ben? Okay.
And we had the boogeyman. We got DeMarcus Cousins, and he comes in and just dominates for 7 minutes and 37 seconds and looks like every bit of DeMarcus All-Star Cousins. And guess what? Patrick Beverley was finally back last night. And can we see what he was doing to Dame? He just put a number on Dame.
They was blitzing it.
Look at this. He just face-guarded Dame all over. Just took him out of everything that he wanted to do. Just psychologically destroyed him into a 2-of-14 performance. And then guess what he does? We're going to see it in just a second. He's going to steal the ball here. He's just all over poor Dame. Poor Dame. I felt sorry for him. Here we go. Here's the little pit bull steal. And watch this. Watch this. What's he going to do? Oh, I'm going to go to the corner. I'm going to shoot a three right in your face. That's what Pat Bev does. They had Lawrence Frank on the Clippers telecast last night, and he's saying he is the heartbeat of our team. He is, and he was finally back.
Hold on, but was he in the bubble last year? They had the heartbeat last year. What happened?
You know what happened. They didn't want to be in the bubble.
Well, he had the heartbeat.
He was in and out.
Well, y'all need to get to have a John Q moment. Y'all need to have a change of heart.
Is Kawhi Leonard entering the MVP discussion? Because all he had last night was 29, 12, and 7. Led them with 7 assists just because Rondo is just now getting his feet wet. We got Big Zoo. We got Ibaka still out. He's still out with a back injury. If he comes back, this will be by far the deepest team in pro basketball. You are getting scared.
You were the deepest team in basketball last year. What did it get you?
Not like this.
All that talking. See, all you do is talking. I'm just buying my time.
I'm showing. I'm not telling. I'm showing.
Health is the only thing that's stopping us. Once we get old Goat, Baby Goat, and Big Drum back, it's old for you.
Oh, you mean Kareem Abdul Drummond?
Yep.
Oh, that guy. Yep. Is he really going to be that much of a difference maker?
Hey, he might be a Drum Shaq.
Okay.
He might be
Drum Shaq. Okay. Well, how's he going to deal with Big Zoo, Andy Baca, and DeMarcus
Cousins? Shaquille Drummond got it. I need you, Shaq, to put a call in, tell him what he need to do.
Huh.
But that's okay. Skip, don't worry about it. What y'all going to do with GOAT? Who y'all got to stop AD? Just tell me that. Who y'all got to stop AD?
Well, name them. I just named 3 players who could stop it.
Y'all ain't never had anybody stop GOAT.
We got the 2 best defensive wings in basketball.
And everybody because...
Yeah.
Watch with Devin Booker. Hold on. Don't y'all got Book? Y'all got Booknum coming up soon. But y'all got Booknum on tomorrow. Watch what Book get you
the
business.
We'll book it. We'll win that
game. You remember
game.
Last time I saw y'all against Booker, you remember hit that game win on y'all? Right in Paul George's eyes. He like, my eyes.
That was some Tuesday night in January.
That was in the bubble. Jason Tatum gave y'all the business earlier this year. Everybody, hold on. Bradley Beal gave y'all the business this year. James Harden, Kyrie Durant gave y'all the business this year.
Shannon, this year is going to boil down to we got Rondo and you don't got Rondo. That's the bottom line to this year. The story has already been told.
Which team got LeBron? I'm taking that team.
I don't know. Do you have LeBron? I don't know what happened to him.
Don't you worry about it. You saw him looking at the dress yesterday.
His ankle got turned and he's just gone? I think they said you need a big vacation because you're going to need it.
See,
because you're starting to show your age at 36.
I hated this. I told you what you was going to do. I knew what you were going to do. The moment we beat the brakes off your team, he got the biggest break, just like last year during the pandemic. He got a break because he was playing all those minutes, and he was trying to win the MVP, and he got this break. You're going to do that again. But don't worry about it. You can say all you want to as long as we get that trophy at the end of the year. I don't care what you say. We're going to get another LVK.
What happened when, quote, unquote, GOAT was healthy at the beginning of the year? Fresh and healthy, and playoff P did a number on you guys just the way he's going to do a number in the playoffs.
Okay, Skip, y'all the two-time opening night champ. Y'all good for that. Y'all got a banner right up under I-17.
Yep.
Two-time opening day champ. Christmas Day champs and almost champs. Y'all got two of those.
We're 2-0 against you already this year.
Okay. What were y'all last year against? We don't care nothing about those records. You know we don't care about that. I kept telling you, LeBron, if I got LeBron, I don't care if it's the one seed, the three seed, a mustard seed. Watch our planet, watch it grow. We start the eight seed and grow all the way to the champs.
I know you, and you're scared.
We're going to be the first team to be an eight seed and win the championship.
Okay.
Have that ever been done, Skip?
Well,
Has that ever been done?
This is going to get more and more fun as the season progresses. No mercy.